Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents the Betches Brides podcast. A show for the wedding-obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Betches Brides podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Pellegrino, and we have a very special episode planned for you today. We are here with our very first Betches Brides ambassador, Hannah Chambers. She is one of the first episode that we're having an ambassador on. We have two other ambassadors. We have another one on this Thursday for a bonus episode, so keep your eyes and ears open for that. But first up, good old Hannah. Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So first of all, great honor being a Betches Brides ambassador.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Like, we are just so excited to have you. We're going to learn all about you, all about your wedding plans. I mean, you're going to get, this is the first of many podcast episodes you're coming on. You are going to get to know this audience very well.
Great.
And they're going to get to know you. You guys, literally, we had to rush Hannah into the studio. We're on a time crunch today. So Hannah is glistening from sprinting in the streets of New York.
Famously went to the wrong building.
It's okay. And we made it. So we are here sipping on our high noons. I'm like chugging it today because it's noon.
Okay, good.
And afternoon, you can. So Hannah, your little tagline, we gave each of you guys a little tagline and came up with it with you. Yours is the I'm not like other brides bride, which I just love. So can you tell us like why you picked that for your little persona?
Yeah. So, I mean, my friend and I always joke like that we are exactly like other girls. Like we're always like, oh, I'm not like other girls, but I completely am. Like we all do the same things all the time. But right. I feel like with wedding stuff, it's the one thing that I'm trying to like kind of pull back and like just really look at and think like, okay, do I really need to buy things that I'm just going to wear one time? Do I want to have bridesmaids? Like, do I actually want to do stuff that I really don't want or need to do? So I'm just trying to like give everything a little bit of an analysis before I make decisions and say no to things that like I feel like I kind of need to do but don't want to.
That's the best perspective to go into it having. So great job. And it's funny because somebody like DM'd when I posted your announcement Insta stories, somebody was like, why is she putting us in a whole other category? Like, why is it a bad thing to be like brides? And I'm like, you guys, listen, it's a joke, first of all. And second of all, like, that's what you all want. You want somebody who's going to embrace their uniqueness throughout their wedding planning, add those personal touches, you know, kind of be concerned about the things that typical brides aren't concerned about. So that's why I'm very excited.
Yeah. And I think just to like to piggyback off that, I've also been like writing wedding content for Betches for a while.
Yes.
And I always write things that like people get a little salty about. And there are things that I'm like trying to remind myself too. Like I wrote about J-Lo's wedding and was like, we all need to take a page out of it. Like wear a dress you've had. I'm obviously not wearing a dress I've had before. I'm
right.
Trying to convince myself I don't need three. Like wear
right.
As much as I'm like saying, oh yeah, like this is a great standard to hold yourself to, that like maybe you don't need to buy something you're only going to use once. Like I'm also trying to tell myself that too, because like it's so easy to fall into it.
Oh, so easy. And that's gets me into my next point. That's one of the reasons we chose you as one of our ambassadors, because don't come for us, you guys. We haven't like worked with Hannah. It's not like she like works for us and we're like you, but we do know you from the past. You've been in the wedding world before by writing funny, hilarious, satirical articles for Betches that have to do with weddings and other things. And you've been in the wedding space. You used to work, which we're going to get into. That's how you met your partner, Peggy, who we love and we're going to talk to in the future as well, hopefully.
Yes.
But yeah, so can you start by just like telling us a little about yourself, what you do for work now, how you're making money to plan a wedding and pay for a wedding?
Feet pics, no.
literally.
We're both thinking about it. We're like, we have two
honestly
sets of female feet in this relationship. We gotta really double down.
I would not judge you. Honestly, that might be the hack to like paying for a wedding. Feet pics.
Yeah.
I wouldn't judge. I wouldn't.
No, but actually I work in media. I'm like a brand entertainment editor. So I do just like branded campaigns across social media. It sounds kind of boring when you say it, but
we run in the same world.
Yeah. I used to work in more like editorial stuff. I used to work at Cosmo. I worked at Bravo for a little bit. But before that I worked at a wedding invitation studio, which is how I met Peggy. Mm-hmm. I was doing like their partnerships, their social media, all their copywriting, like anytime they needed someone to like write something or do something on social, that was me. So nice. That's kind of how I first got in the wedding industry. But I knew I wanted to work in media, so I didn't stay there forever.
Nice, nice. And so you said this was a luxury wedding invitation studio?
Yeah.
Where is it located? Give us the deets.
Yeah.
Like, are they like save the dates? Are they invitations? What do they do there?
I mean, they do the most banana stuff you've seen in your life. Like, you know in Bridesmaids when she gets the invitation and like a butterfly flies out?
Yes.
Like they would do that if you asked them to. I'm not kidding.
I love that.
Yeah, it's...
So here's the thing. I really like that because nowadays I just received an electronic invitation for a wedding in August. And we always tell people on this podcast, like, if you're trying to save money, do electronic.
Yeah.
Like that's one of the things people cut first is invitations. But on the flip side, like, I like when people do a fun luxury invitation suite. Yeah. Or like, what's the coolest one you've seen?
Well, okay, so this is actually kind of a funny story, but we did save the dates once that had little bottles of Prosecco in them, and I probably shouldn't be telling this, but
yes,
we packaged them all up. They were super cute. It was for a destination wedding, and it was like this beautiful like letterpress invitation set or save the date. I don't remember which one it was. And if it was save the date and they put Prosecco in it, I don't even know what the invitation was. Like it was all out. But I had to bring it to FedEx and the FedEx guy was like, any substances we should know about in here? And I was like,
no,
and they're just wedding invitations. He's like, why does it weigh like 80 pounds?
Heavy like, paper?
It's really luxurious paper. I don't know what to tell you. So that one was pretty crazy. And then we actually, I'm telling this now because I don't work there anymore, but we had a couple leftovers and Peggy and I were like, let's just drink them.
Hell yeah.
And we drank them.
Cheers to
that. And then they came back and they were like, so we have a B list.
Fuck.
And we
like, honestly, we didn't do anything wrong though.
I know. They're like, we have to send out 10 more invitations. And we were like, okay, we have to go to the liquor store before we go to FedEx.
So BRB.
We bought new ones. It was fine. Yeah. No one knew. But yeah,
that's
that was
a fun memory.
Yeah, it was a fun one. But they do everything from like save the dates to invitations. We do like, I keep saying we because I'm still like, still feels like my little fam. But they do like wedding programs and like hotel boxes. Hotel boxes are one of my favorite things. They're so cute. Like the packaging for them is really cute. They do like fans if you have a ceremony outside and you want to put your program on a fan. Yeah. They do like, they work with like custom watercolor artists if you want like a painting of your venue on your invitation. Like they can literally do anything you can think of. And people do come in and think like they would have like a bed of paper roses with like a clear acrylic invitation on top of it. Like anything you can think of, they have done.
I will say again, you guys are going to like come for me because this is contradicting old things, but like, yeah, like this all, as you're describing all of this, I'm like, whoa, so cool, but also cha-ching, so much money, right? But like, if you have the budget, those are the ways to add in fun, personalized details throughout the whole wedding. The fans, like little stuff that really does go a long way with guests. I feel like in a hot outdoor ceremony, if you give me a custom fan with the couple's initials on it, like I'm going to love that, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I get it too, because I think if I didn't have this connection, it wouldn't be something that I thought about necessarily.
Right.
And we have Peggy designing it, which really helps with the cost. And like, she's super excited about it.
Yeah.
And I definitely, actually, when I posted the story, like announcing that I was going to be an ambassador and it said that we met at a stationery company, a couple people messaged me and were like, wow, like you were wasting money on invitations. And I was like, I'm not going to fight you on that. Like,
everybody.
I know that some people just throw the envelope away and they get it. Like, I get it. But also it's something that's like meaningful to our relationship. And I love invitations. Like I have my 8th birthday party invitation, like has been to 3 apartments with me at this point. Like I will hold on to things. So
that's true. Like some people keep them forever.
Yeah.
And especially you as the couple, like you keep that. I literally have my parents, they got divorced though later in life, but I have theirs and it's like cute and sweet. But still, yeah.
See, it lasts forever.
We can't, it does. It does. At least I have that from the marriage. No, I mean, listen, we can't hate on people for liking invitations. They're right. Literally like they're traditional too. Some people like making them. Some people like receiving. I personally did invitations. I kind of wish I would have just saved money by not doing the RSVP cards.
Yeah.
And that way you're saving on stamps for having them to ship back, mm-hmm. and you do electronic RSVPs, but yeah, anyways, we're excited to see your invitation come to life. I definitely want to see that whole process,
yes.
since your fiance is literally designing them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited to see all that. So, okay. So let's get into some more of the details about Peggy, the wedding, of what we're going to see. We're going to have you on for more episodes too, because we're just going to scratch the surface here, but how did you and Peggy meet? Or I mean, you met through the thing. How did she propose? Sorry.
I was like, girl.
I'm
just kidding.
You know, it's the dark cloud over us today, okay? I'm just like a robot.
I brought this energy in with me when I got it from the wrong building I went to.
How did she propose?
So she proposed at my favorite beach. I'm from Maine originally, mm-hmm. And my family still lives there. So every year we go on vacation with her family for a week. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to Maine to stay, and we had already been there like 2 years before, so I was kind of like, why are, like, don't you want to go somewhere else, like,
right.
we can go here whenever. She was like, no, I really want to go, blah blah blah. I didn't know she had a ring for like 6 months, and it was in our shared closet, and I just like
didn't
see it.
Must have been hidden. Well,
I like don't even really think it was, like, I think it was just I think it was in like a toolbox or something that like I obviously wasn't gonna look at.
Not going in there.
So we're at like an Airbnb with her family, and her mom wanted to take the Christmas card. And we had planned this out a couple weeks before, which isn't unusual. Like, her mom's a planner. And she was like, let's take, you know, because we're gonna have the whole family together. It's like a Christmas card. Like, what color should we wear? And I'd actually been to like a bunch of wedding things last year, like weddings, bridal showers, bachelorettes. And I had this white dress that I wanted to wear. So I was like, let's do blue and white. Cause like, it's the one time I'm gonna be able to wear this dress this summer.
Yeah.
And, so we leave the Airbnb to go to the beach to take the picture. My brother was going to take it because he's in school for like photography, video, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he was going to take the picture, but we got to the beach first, which was weird because like it's the only thing that really caught me up. It's because I'm always the late one and everyone's always on time.
Yeah.
We were the first ones there, and I was like, okay, that's weird, but I was just trying not to overthink it.
Right.
So Gavin, my brother, was like, let's take a couple test shots, like, mm-hmm. you know, at the beach. And he's like, I just want to see like where the best lighting is before everyone gets here. And then next thing, she was just like on one knee, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was not expecting it at all.
Didn't you write an article that like about how you had a green manicure?
Yeah. So the first thing I said, and like you can see me saying it in the picture, I'm like holding my hand up and like horrified. I literally just screamed, oh my God, my nails are green, because they were like Shrek green. And it wasn't just that the color was like polarizing, it was that they were like a bad powder manicure.
Oh.
So they were like lumpy in some spots, and like they were just like really gross. But
Facetune that. I'm sorry, I'm not a proponent of Facetune, but that's
And I mean, Peggy's again a graphic designer, so she was like, whatever, I'll just Photoshop it. Like, I don't care. And then I was like, no, like, I'm gonna make art out of this.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. But I was like, I'll just write an article about it because it's kind of funny. But my best friend actually knew. Because Peggy was like kind of telling everyone, like we'd be out and I'd go to the bathroom and she'd be like, I'm proposing next week. And everyone would be like, you got to be careful with this. But I didn't find out.
I love that.
And my best friend knew, and I sent her, like, I had a beautiful like baby pink glitter or the green. And she knew that Peggy was going to propose. And she goes, I think you should get the green. And I was like, you're right. Like, I trust you.
Oh, and she threw you off.
Well, yeah, I was like, I called her as soon as it happened. And I was like, okay, obviously you knew about this. Like,
yeah.
Why do I have these? And she was like, isn't it such a good story? And I was like, you're psycho.
That's a true friend, but yeah, psycho move.
I was like, yeah, I guess it's a great story. Haha. I was like, it's a good caption, but
yeah. I like when people don't give it away with the nails, because you always hear of the best friend right before the proposal being like, come on, I booked us a nail appointment. And like, when does your best friend actually ever do that? Never. Yeah. So, or like the sister, whoever it is. But no, I love this. This shows you truly were so surprised.
Yeah, I was so shocked. And then I got to like go home. I got like a redemption manicure, I called it. And got like the cute pink.
Perfect. Yeah. And then you take the photos of the ring, close ups.
Yeah.
And like for the engagement party, for all of your other stuff, you can get the cute pink.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel better, mine was like neon, like orangey, which in the photos with my little filter that I put on the photo, it looked more muted and subdued, but it really, it wasn't what I would have picked if I knew.
Yeah.
But at least you were wearing a white dress.
I think I might like lean into it though and maybe do like kind of like a French mani, but with like a really small lime green line, maybe just on one finger or something.
Okay.
Maybe on a ring finger. I kind of want to like incorporate it again.
Here's the thing. I'm very supportive of whatever you do. I am. But... and I love that you're incorporating that thread throughout, but we got to be careful. Let's test it out before because
I've already been burned once. I'm going to definitely do a trial.
Let's do a trial because I wouldn't want it to look like a dirty nail.
That's a really good point.
Right now, my nails are dirty and there's no polish on them and they like, it's almost like borderline a little yellow at the top, which I don't know why my nails are that hue. I've got to look into that. But I wouldn't want that to happen. I wouldn't want it to look like that in photos.
Yeah, no, I definitely, and anyone that I've said it to has kind of made the same face where they're like, maybe not.
And I'm usually, as the audience, I'm always like too like supportive of people's opinions. But so when I'm not, you know. No, we'll see. We'll see. I love the fun theatrics of it.
I'm like saying it now and then a week before I'm gonna be like, just white please.
Yeah. Exactly. Just all white. Yeah. French manicure. Did you then propose to Peggy?
Yes. Okay. So she kept joking. She was like, well, you're engaged, but I'm not because I don't have a ring. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, you definitely should have a ring. But I was also like, I always knew that I was gonna do that, but I just wasn't expecting for her to propose. I mean, we've been together for 5 years. I don't know why I wasn't like thinking. I feel like a lot of people would have been thinking about it. So I was just like, oh my God, I have to get a ring now, which is like not something I think.
Yeah.
I just takes had thought a while. About. Yeah. So she actually picked one out.
Perfect.
And yeah, we just like went to dinner and I was like, I'm wearing a long dress. Like I'm not. She's like, please don't get on your knee. I was like, I won't. Wait. Here you go. Hers was like way more like a grand gesture and romantic than mine. But I was like, well, here's a ring.
Yeah. Whatever. Honestly, what works for you guys. And it was in Hoboken, right?
It was in Jersey City, actually.
JK.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like it because like the city is in the background. There's this restaurant in Jersey City we love called Light Horse Tavern that we kind of go to for like special occasions.
I feel like they have weddings there too, no?
No. It's pretty small. They just might kidding. Do like I'm maybe they, that up. Maybe you could squeeze like a shower in there or something. Okay. It's cute.
Love it. Jersey City. That you get a lot of bang for your buck there if any tri-state area brides are listening.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button. Uh-oh, I spilled something on it. Or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Okay, so let's talk about the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
When and where?
Okay, so it's on October 7th, 23. It's at Hotel Saranac in Saranac Lake.
Right, which is in New York.
Yeah.
Northern?
Yeah, it's right next to Lake Placid.
Okay, so how many people are we expecting?
sweating. So the maximum the venue holds is like 180, I think. So we're like, it's probably going to be like 179, knowing our luck.
Yeah.
We like would love to have a smaller number, but every time we make the list, it ends up being like 270. And I'm like, oh,
I know
we've
exactly
got to do something about
feel.
This.
I know exactly. Well, we can talk about that on a whole other episode soon about the narrowing down the guest list.
Yes, so hard.
You it's so hard. But like, my advice for that is like, I made a whole TikTok on like the guest list filters, like things like, have you talked to them within the last year? My favorite one is, would it be weird if you FaceTimed this person? I call it the FaceTime test.
I love that.
It's like, if you picked up the phone and FaceTimed them, or if they FaceTime you, would it be weird? Or would it be like, would it be like, why is this person FaceTime? And I, you know, it kind of doesn't work. Cause like, I don't know, parents, friends who I'm still very close with, I don't FaceTime all the time, but like, it wouldn't be that weird if my mom's friend Sally FaceTimed me. Like, we don't FaceTime, but it wouldn't be weird. Mm-hmm. But if like my friend that I knew in college that we don't really talk at all, I'd be like, why is so-and-so FaceTime?
Right. You know? And like, I've gotten those FaceTimes before where I'm like, you see it and you're like, oh, it's got to be my mom has a store. Like maybe they were in the store and saw her, you know, like,
right.
I'm always like, it must be something that has like a second degree of connect. Right. Like there's no way they're just calling me. So right. I think that's like totally valid.
Are you guys going to invite anybody who didn't invite you to their wedding or vice versa?
I mean, most of the weddings we've gone to are people that we're like very close with recently. There's like one or two people where I'm just like, oh, I went to their wedding a couple years ago, Peggy wasn't there with me. And I'm like, that's hard. But I don't know. I think going through the whole like guest list process has made me realize like I would never take anything personally.
Right.
And I know it's easier said than done because maybe like I'll invite someone and in 5 years won't go to their wedding. And like, I hope that I'll still have maintained that and won't be mad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just think that like, it's literally a numbers game. It's not personal. Like I would love
you
to invite everyone.
Take it personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like the only cases where I think you're not like a psychopath for taking it personal is if it's like family. I don't know. We see weird cases where like there's cousins, but they're not that close. But then I could see maybe being like, okay, well, I'm your cousin. Like I should be invited to this. But other than that, like truly a numbers game. Like you said, you don't know how much venue's capacity limits are. You don't know how many family members people have. I don't know. Things like that. Are you guys doing like coworkers? Do you know? I'm really going in on the guest list.
No, I know. I mean, these are all very valid questions that we ask ourselves every day. There's definitely a couple of coworkers that like I talk to every single day that I don't even work with anymore that are from like past jobs or whatever. In my current job, I mean, I started in the pandemic and I have only met like two people I work with. So, I mean, sorry guys, if you're here in the phone, this is your official uninvite, I guess.
That's fine. And listen, coworkers are great for the like D-list. Like I just got invited to a wedding that's August 13th. I'm going. Mm-hmm. It's in Brooklyn. It's like easy for me to go.
Nice.
And I just got invited last week. So I was like, I know I'm a D-list invite and I'm wearing that with pride.
Yeah,
because she was also a D-list invite to mine. And we like acknowledged it. We were like, I love how we're just D-list invites to each other's weddings.
No, I mean, that's great. And it's really nice to have someone you can be like that open about it with. And like, I definitely have friends that are like, you know, listen, I'd love to come, but if I don't get a plus one or if I don't come, like, I'm not going to take it personally. And I'm like, good.
good. Like, cause I'm not going to be bullied into giving you one if I don't want to. Oh, there's just so many filters. I'll have to resurface the TikTok and we'll go through them later when we get closer to the narrowing down your guest list. But
I would
like,
appreciate a deep dive on it because I need help.
There's like, it's like, have they met both of you? Some people, some you haven't met both of the people in the couple. So it's like, so many things. Okay, so what other vendors have you booked? So you have the venue, dress, florals.
Yes, I have like kind of everything, I think, unless I'm forgetting something big. But for florals, we're doing actually, have you heard of something, Borrowed Blooms?
Yes.
They're like
because of you.
Yeah. They're here I am. They're like a rental silk flower company. So
rental.
Yes. So I'm excited because it's like, again, I've been trying to approach it with this like, let's try and waste as little as possible.
Yep.
I'll send it back out. You just package it up. I told my coordinator, I was like, make sure no one walks out with a centerpiece because I have to send it back.
Yep.
But it's like not going to get thrown away at the end of the night.
Do people walk out with centerpieces at weddings?
I did not think so. And then Peggy's mom was like, oh my God, what if people leave? And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, I see people do it all the time. So I don't know if it's like some people do it.
I would never have the audacity because you just don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like that is a thing. Like people do in the past because they think like, oh, this, they're just going to throw these out. But like, you never know what somebody's doing with the wedding flowers.
Yeah, exactly.
They might be saving them for next day soiree. They might be.
They could belong to the venue. Like it could be anything.
Yeah. Or they might be donating them. I know a lot of people who get real flowers donate them to like, I don't know, nursing homes.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Also, like a lot of my family lives in Ireland and like weddings are just so different there. So I know that they wouldn't, like they're, what are they going to do, put in their suitcase? And
Exactly.
I just had never heard of it, but it is something I warned the coordinator about.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. We have a DJ. We like had thought about doing a band too, but just because of like budget and we're kind of getting married in a tricky area. Like in New Jersey, there's so many vendors, but in New York State, like up where we're at, it's kind of like they're few and far between, and we're we have a popular date, so it's like it's just hard to find people. So I was like, let's go with a DJ, like make sure we vibe with him, he's cool. I was like, I don't want like fog machine, like I don't want like
sparklers,
I don't want like the galaxy on the ceiling. Like I'm good.
Yeah, all the twinkle lights and everything. Yeah, you don't have like decor vendors yet, or are you doing them at all?
No, I mean, not yet. I think that's kind of something we're going to see like once things shake out. Yeah. And we picked our venue because it's like very kind of decorated already. Like it has a very specific look. It's like a 1920s hotel that was renovated recently. So it has,
you know, this is a fun fact about me. I literally think I'm like an old soul from the 1920s.
I love that.
I'm going to love this.
Yes.
A 1920s hotel that was renovated.
Yes. And they like kept a lot of the, like they painted the ceiling to have like the exact same paint that it had before. The bar is really retro looking. It has, there's this huge Great Hall bar, it's called. And it's like this huge, so we're gonna have a ballroom, the Great Hall bar, and then like a terrace outside. And the Great Hall bar is full of like old velvet couch. They're not old, they just look vintage. velvet couches, a fireplace. Like it already has a very like established look that we like.
Oh my
God. I don't want to just like put pictures of ourselves all over the place or like random lanterns and stuff everywhere. Like, you know, if we find things that feel cohesive, we'll definitely do it, but we'll see.
And that's so nice. I mean, I can already picture it. You don't need like draping along the walls and things like that if the walls are already gorgeous.
Yeah.
Did you say you have a coordinator?
Yes. I like sent her the contract and I haven't heard back from her since last week, but I'm not, it's really busy season.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it personally. I'll call her this
week. So you're working on potentially getting, are you trying to do like the full service thing where they work with you?
No, we're doing like just day of. She's going to help us with the timeline and then she'll like help us set up. Cause I'm not doing like, we don't have bridesmaids. We don't have.
Yeah.
Like it's all in one location. I'm just like trying to have it be like.
No transportation.
Yeah. So there's like a lot of things that like I think coordinators are really helpful for that we don't need to worry about. So I was just like, let's just have someone.
Yeah.
Day of.
Are you going to make like a whole weekend out of it? Do you know yet? Like, are you going to. Cause it sounds, we recently had Jorge on, who's one of our podcast producers. Who got married in somewhere upstate New York?
It was near the Catskills. I was listening to the other day.
Oh, wow, good memory. I'm like, homework. I interviewed him and I can't. No, Catskills, yeah. And it's almost sounding like a similar vibe.
Yeah.
Like kind of remote, but like all in the same place, a lot included, beautiful aesthetic already, doesn't need much. I'm jealous.
I'm excited. I think we're thinking, we haven't like planned it yet, but we want to have like a welcome party the night before.
Okay.
Because it's not like, we don't know anyone that lives there really. Like it's kind of, my family's in Maine, Peggy's family's in New Jersey. So this is like a 5-hour drive for both of them, which is long, but it's like even Stevens, it's right in the middle.
Yeah.
And like everyone's going to have to travel there. So we would like to have a welcome party.
Yeah.
And then there's like a couple bars nearby that like, there's one that's like 3 floors and like has live music and stuff. I was like, that might be fun to go to after. It's open till like 3 a.m. So I definitely want to have like little other things we're doing, but I don't want to just like, I'm not a huge fan of like a brunch. I think everyone's going to be up kind of late, just knowing the people that are going to be there. I think they're a late night crowd, so I don't think that like anyone's going to show up if we have like a 9 a.m. brunch.
That's the thing. And like Jorge's sounded cool. I think they said they did a brewery, which is so cool. Like if you have something like that and you want to do it, fine. But I'm kind of on your level. I'm like, no brunch. Like at that point, like once I say I do, I'm ready to just like get hammered and sail into marriage.
Yeah. It's also like over a long weekend in October. So if people have Monday off, like
give them that.
It's on a Saturday. Like they can have Sunday and Monday. Like I don't want to take someone's full weekend if maybe they have other things going
on. What's that weekend?
It is
some sort of holiday?
Columbus Day.
Oh, okay. October weddings are so pretty. That was my dream before COVID ruined it. Back to the silk florals, because that is something we get questions about all the time. Yeah. I'm so excited to see how this pans out.
Yeah.
I want to see like your process. We're going to have to make you do Insta story visual stuff once you're really picking out flowers. Have you already picked out the exact flowers?
So they have different collections, and there's a couple that I like, and I'm kind of, they do like a preview pack you can get to. And I actually like got to do like a photo shoot with them. Like I always like, get imposter syndrome when I say the word photo shoot.
Because I'm like, photos. I forget what they look like. I'm going to
be. Yeah. Like, it was like, I was running around Soho with like a wedding dress on, and everyone was like, did you get married? And I was like, no.
Just posing with flowers.
Just having a good time.
Yeah.
I look crazy. But so I got to see some of them and like loved the quality of them. But I don't know which ones I want yet. So they let you like order a couple and see how you feel.
And they totally look like real flowers.
Yeah.
I feel like I remember you sending us those photos when you applied to the ambassador program and looking and not, I would never have thought they were silk flowers.
Yeah.
So you rent them and it's probably so much more affordable than.
It's a lot more affordable. Yeah. And you can like buy pieces if you want. So I'm probably going to buy my like bouquet.
Okay.
Just to like keep in a little vase in my house because I think that's cute. Like,
and they're you're doing all silk, not mixing in, because I know some people do that.
Yeah, we haven't decided yet. I've seen a lot of people. They have like a Facebook group, and I just lurk it all the time, which is I think the worst thing that happens to you when you get engaged is like you get really active on Facebook.
Oh yeah,
thought I really had cleared that, and here I am. I was like, it's been years,
but it's like
it sucks.
I get it.
But they have a Facebook group, and people post pictures all the time, so you can just like search the collections, and I've been seeing like someone will put like different stems in it, or like I don't know, like dried something. I don't know the names of things, but
they'll put things in.
Yeah, they'll put some.
People
some
say Trader Joe's. If you want last minute flowers, go get a bunch of from Trader Joe's and stick them in the bouquet with the.
A couple like all white ones. So maybe if I wanted to put like a pop of more fall, maybe I'd stick it in or something.
But okay, that's what I was gonna ask. Yeah. Do you have color vision yet?
No, I think we are doing like kind of like navy copper. Dark gray, because those are kind of the colors of the decor there.
Okay.
So I'll probably just do like white and greenery. Like I just, I also love just like a plain like eucalyptus garland or a plain greenery garland on a table with like some tea lights.
Call smell it from here.
Yeah. And then like maybe some like copper like frame for the table numbers or whatever we end up doing. I like to have like metals and white and green, I think.
Why is what are your wedding colors the most stressful question ever when you're planning a wedding?
Also, have you ever like accidentally said the name of someone's wedding color wrong? You're like, oh, I love the navy bridesmaid dresses. And they're like, it's marine.
Yes. They're like, actually, it's chartreuse. And those were strategically picked. Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God.
It's really hard. And like, Peggy, like, obviously is a designer. So she like knows the names of colors. Lucky. And I'm like, is this pink or purple? Like, I don't know. So it's I am glad that we don't have like other people's dresses to coordinate or anything, because I think that helps you kind of like make more flexible decisions with decor. You don't have to worry about like matching a specific color bridesmaid dress or something. So
So tell us about that decision, not doing bridesmaids, because I'm very here for it. Yeah. And that's becoming way more of a mainstream decision to make.
Yeah. So I was doing actually an article for Cosmo when I worked there about like bridesmaid horror stories. And they were like really brutal. Like you should see the ones that didn't make the cut, because we were like, are we going to get sued if we print this? Like,
oh my gosh, do you have one quick one?
I think it was just people it was a couple years ago, but girls like just having two bachelorette parties and being like, you have to like show up in, you know, an outfit for every day for both of them. Like just crazy things. And like people cutting bridesmaids, people adding them last minute. Like just crazy
it's
stuff.
It's a weird thing. And when you really get into the like word bridesmaid, it's already degrading. And then the history behind it is like, I don't know, always because the woman was being given away to the man. So like the freaking, I don't know. It's just a fucked up history.
Yeah.
So, but
I was writing the story and I was like, this is wild. And my manager at the time, her name is Molly, and she's like an intimidatingly cool person. Ugh. And she was like, I didn't have bridesmaids. And I like, the heavens opened up. I like heard angels singing. I was like, oh my God, like you can do that.
That's an option.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay. It was like long before I was even engaged. And I was like, I literally came home from work. I was like, Peggy, did you know?
Yeah.
you don't have to have bridesmaids. And I think it's something we'd always kind of talked about with her. Like, it's such like a definition of friendships too, where it's like, oh, she would be my bridesmaid, or she was my bridesmaid, or I'm right. at her wedding, or, oh, well, we haven't talked in years, so she's not gonna be my, it's such like a outside of weddings thing too.
Right.
That we had definitely like had conversations where we were like, oh, well, what would you do about this person? And people that are both of our friends, we were like, well, whose side will they stand on? And
yeah.
It wasn't like we were stressed about it, but it was already something that didn't feel like, here's automatically what we're gonna do. Like,
right.
You know, here's this friend group we have, let's just stick them up at the aisle with us, or right, right. at the altar at us, with us. So I think it just like made sense not to do it. I do have like an unofficial maid of honor.
Oh yeah.
So because my like very best friend, I don't have a sister. Mm-hmm. Peggy has a sister, and we both have two siblings. So we might have them like stand up with Love us. That. We're still Beautiful. Like figuring out what we're going to do. We're not sure.
Beautiful.
But my best friend, like the one who told me to get green nails, I promise she's an amazing friend.
You better redeem yourself. With yeah. these when
like, she's the kind of person like we got engaged and she like found out what restaurant we were at, cause we share locations, and like sent a bottle of champagne to the table. Like she is
thoughtful.
So thoughtful.
Yeah.
Immediately was like, can I throw you an engagement party? Can I do this? Can I do that? Like she just like
taking it yeah. upon herself.
She's been a bridesmaid like a lot of times, like every single weekend she has bridesmaid duties. So I was conflicted because I was like, she's my best friend. She's so helpful. She's going to be there with me right. for these things. But also, like,
give her the title.
I don't want to put her through this again. So I just got her, like, a little pair of, like, earrings that have a little knot in them. I got her a little card that said, will you help me tie the knot? And in the card, I explained very clearly, like, please wake up when you would like to wake up. Like, you don't yeah. have to wake up at 4 a.m. to get your makeup done. But you can get your makeup done if you want. If you don't want to, that's fine, too. Wear whatever you want. Of course, she's still, like, so
a dream.
Like, can you pick out a dress for me? Because that's just what we do anyway. Like, we help each other pick out clothes all the time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just, she went dress shopping with me. Like,
that's so
and
fun.
Now she's engaged, too. And, like, I went with her. Like, we just do that for each other. So it kind of just made sense because, like, I want her there for things. And I felt like I wanted to give her like I love gift giving. It's like my love language. So I just really? Wanted to like at least give her something just to be like
okay yeah
like hi, I know you're gonna do like a lot for me probably.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I see, this is like so refreshing, a breath of fresh air because it's taking the pressure off of it. People like it's bridesmaids becomes a weird, it's like MySpace top 8 for adults. It's,
yeah,
it becomes a weird popularity contest. It causes problems sometimes. And you see who your true friends are yeah. when you're not designating them with roles and a title, and when they're just doing it out of the kindness of their heart because they want to help you. Yeah. Like your friend, what's your friend's name?
Nikki.
Like, no, stop. That's my name. I mean, people call me Nikki, yeah. even though you hear Nicole. Oh my gosh, we love Nikki.
Yes.
But yeah, that's the thing. Like Nikki's already going above and beyond. Like you're, and I like that you're not like overthinking it. You're not like, oh, but I'm not doing bridesmaids, so I can't tell Nikki she can be like up there with me helping. Yeah. It's like, no, just you want her there. She's your best friend. She's doing so much. And I think that's nice. Like I think for people who are debating having bridesmaids or not, that's kind of a nice balance. It's like, don't have them, but do designate one or two people, because yeah. then you still have like a designated somebody who does take it upon themselves that it's their role, who you're close to, but you don't have all the drama that comes with bridesmaids.
Yeah. And it's also kind of nice too when like you do make a decision like, oh, I got a coordinator, or, oh, like mm-hmm. I bought shoes this week. Like it's nice to know that you can like bother the same person all the time with it, because right. you kind of already tapped them and been like, oh, here, my person
exactly.
for this. Instead of just being like, well, I guess I'll just send it to someone. Like it's nice to still feel like you have someone on like your team. Yeah.
In the decisions with you and yeah. stuff, for sure. And you said, so you're not going to put up a bunch of pressure on her the morning of the wedding to yeah. like be getting ready.
I mean, she's going to probably wake up at 5 anyway and be like, I went on a run. I made you a green juice. Like, that's just how she is.
That's amazing.
Green juice, she's not going to have like a call time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. That's amazing. Yeah. You're already anti-Bridezilla, which we love.
Well, yeah, I'm like...
Yeah, knock on wood.
Let's see what happens.
True, true. Yeah. We've got a year, so
yeah,
could change. Do you know if like you and Peggy are going to get ready together?
So we probably won't get ready together. We're okay. definitely like, I'm not going to know what she's wearing because she wants to do like a custom suit, but we haven't decided what yet. She's like, she wants like a very cool, like,
yeah,
look, like, and cool shoes. Like, it's, she's definitely probably going to outshine me. And yeah. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it as like, she's going to have like an amazing outfit and I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait.
And we're going to do a first look. So I think getting ready apart. Also, I'm the worst person to get ready around. Like ask any of my college roommates. They're like, why do you get like that? Like I'll just like start crying. Like I hate it. I hate getting ready.
So. Oh God. On the wedding day, I might need to come in and calm you down. Now here I am inviting my, literally I keep inviting myself to my guests' weddings. It's an emotional, the getting ready is emotional. So
I mean, I can't even get ready to go to like happy hour. I'm like, this doesn't fit. Like it fit yesterday. Or like I got my hair. Like, so no. I just like, I'm just, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like that you guys are doing a first look too. Because you two are a same sex couple, are there any hurdles or like things that you've run into or just like different things you've run into, vendors and stuff like that while planning?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't had any like horribly negative situations, which is great.
Thank God.
But it does kind of like sneak up on you when you're not expecting it. Like little things, like we were like, oh, should we get like a little paper planner? There's not one that like,
it's like groom and bride.
Yeah. And I ended up finding one that was like bride and bride, but was actually still very like, I don't even remember all the details it had, but it still was like very binary in the sense that it was like, well, this bride is basically like the groom bride. Like it kind of wasn't really flexible at all. And I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Even like when you look at, you go through Zola or The Knot or whatever, and you can search and see like which ones are like LGBTQ friendly, which like already kind of like feels kind of shitty to press that button and be like, which one doesn't hate me? Because like, I don't know. I just wish they would rephrase that sometimes, but you go through and they have
that's
like,
good point.
You know, the pride flag emoji in their Instagram bio, or whatever. And you're like, oh, cool. Like, okay, they're trying. And then you click on their website and they're like, so we have a groom cave with cigars and the boys can have whiskey. I don't know. I'm doing an accent. And they're just like, it's like, there's like a man room and then there's like a bridal suite. And it's like, can you just look at it for 1 second?
It's so, weddings historically are so binary and we've come such a long way, thank God. But like, I can't imagine, like, as you're saying, things come up along the way.
Yeah.
And even just like the traditions of like, who's walking down the aisle, like who's doing what throughout.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's always, and like even vendors, think about it. If you're a wedding planner, like you're used to working with all these couples that fall into those traditions and stuff. And it's like, it must, I don't know. You just, we need to really push it along the way.
Even the vendors that like do their best and like try to ask, like we, you know, talk to some vendors, like a photographer, hair, like just different vendors over Zoom mostly. And just like they would, you could see them realizing that they hadn't thought about this before. And they were kind of like,
this is
wait,
new.
So like, what are you, like, what are you guys going to wear? And like, do you have bridesmaids? And like, who's going to walk down the aisle first? And like, they just had a lot of questions that obviously they hadn't thought about before. So I think that also due to the area that we're in, just because there are not that many vendors that I've found, it's really like, I was literally going through like, I found a makeup artist and was going through her following tab on Instagram to see like what accounts had the word event in them because I could not find coordinators.
Oh my God.
So it's like, there's just not a lot of options that I've found. So it's, you can't really be picky. So it's not like I've even seen a lot of people that even have like, you know, the token same sex wedding that they post once in June. Like it's been kind of hard.
Literally. I'm like, come on. It's true. They literally have the token same sex wedding that you keep seeing.
It's like in June. And it's like, sometimes it's like, it might be two brides and two dresses. And I'm like, is this two models that are like wearing a dress for the same brand? You never know.
Legit. I can't. Well, hopefully we move more quickly into just a more inclusive space. Well, lovely. I cannot wait to see all your wedding festivities come to fruition. Hannah, we're going to be definitely keeping you on the podcast as we plan more details. I want to hear all about the bachelorette, all about the bridal shower. I know you're doing joint for those, so that's going to be so much fun.
Yep.
But I know you don't have a lot of details about those yet, so we'll wait until another episode. For now, what is the best advice you've received about wedding planning thus far?
Yeah, I feel like it's like very common advice, but definitely make an email account that's dedicated to your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was first looking for a venue, I would just lose things. I wasn't responding on time. And I'm honestly still like not great at checking it. Like I'll go a week and Peggy will see it and be like, hey, like, you know, this contract's been sitting there for a week. Like, do you want to sign it? And I'm like, thank you. So I even still let things pass now, but it does help me like stay accountable because it's all in one place. And I can like also log out of it when I just am feeling overwhelmed or like I don't want to be thinking about that for a couple of days. So it's helpful.
It doesn't intrude on your personal.
Yeah.
I fully agree with that. I do not know how couples plan a wedding without having a separate email address.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's insane.
Like I get like spam and things to my, I don't know how you'd be able to keep it organized. And if you've already started planning your wedding and you're listening and you're like, oh fuck, I didn't do this yet, I don't think it's too late. Just switch it over and start CCing the email. And then both of the people in the couple have access to it. It just works.
Yeah. It's and really it's nice because you can use, like, if you do it with Gmail, you can have a calendar that's shared and you can put things in like, hey, we need to send out our save the dates 11 months ahead.
Yes.
Like, just stick it in there when you think of things.
That actually brought me to one last question. What are you using, like, any special, like, planning templates, or are you using, like, Excel, Google Sheets? What are you using, like, tangibly?
I've been using, like, very sloppy Google Sheets. Like,
okay.
Just because I like to have a lot of tabs, but, like, I do not know how to use Excel. I'm not even going to.
Excel, either you, like, are good at it and you like using it, or you hate using it, or the alternative is you're not good at it, but then when you plan your wedding, you become an Excel whiz.
Yeah, I've just never really used it. So I just am familiar with Google. So I've just been using, like, Sheets and things like that. We've gone back and forth with, like, using a paper planner or not. Like I said earlier, they're not, like, super inclusive.
Right.
So that kind of sucks. And also, like, I think that we're kind of in a weird time where, like, the timelines that are suggested, like, if you read, like, a thing from, like, brides.com or The Knot or something from, like, a year ago, it's like, here's what you need, like, when you need to do everything. Like, some of that's not even true anymore because COVID, like, messed everything up so badly that, like, I probably should have been going dress shopping this fall, but I was like, I'm going to do it in the spring because I don't want stuff to get back ordered. I don't want to get stuck. Like, I just, like, the more time you can cushion in, the better. So
you're right.
I think we've just been kind of, like, trying to find as much information as we can and just use, like, Google.
Yeah.
Like, like, the Google, like, products, basically.
With, like, that kind of stuff, I'm like, use what works for you, because the so-and-so's template isn't going to work for you if you're a completely different person when it comes to, like, organizing yourself. But I agree, the paper planners, not to, like, knock any of those, but I just, Mike got me one, like, trying to be cute as a gift when, like, you know, we got engaged, and I was like, I never used it. I think I threw it out.
Yeah. And I know that some people like to, like, Peggy loves to write things down, and she just, like, likes to be able to see things. Mm-hmm. And I think that as we get closer, like, and we have more, like, if we're doing anything DIY or, like, have kind of more, like, wheels turning, I think maybe, like, a bulletin board or a whiteboard or something that we can just, like, stick up in an office
in
our house.
That'd be fun. Wedding whiteboard.
Yeah. I don't know. Just, like, go to Staples, go crazy for it. But I think it would be helpful to have something like that just because we do have a little bit different styles in terms of organizing.
Have you done a Canva presentation for the vendors yet?
No. Do you mean, like, to show them? Like,
yeah. Have you heard of, like, the vendor presentation? We've had lately on the podcast, we had this one girl playing with Laura who's, like, known for, like, a being, like, a very type A bride who does, like, a vendor presentation, and, you know, other brides we've had on who are, like, doing these, like, essentially, like, a PowerPoint deck for their vendors to show their vendors.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, like, just to show them, like, this is what I've hired so far for this vendor. This is, like, what we want the flowers to look like. Like, kind of just, like, a whole inspiration board. It's a very type A bride thing.
Yeah, I love that idea. Also, I love Canva and, like, need to be in there because I don't have design skills. Mm-hmm. Peggy, like, is a graphic designer, so
let her.
She, like, actually knows how to.
No,
like,
can. I will say, if you know how to use the Adobe programs, more power to you. But Canva literally DM'd me. Shout out Canva. I love you. Canva DM'd me and they were like, thank you for mentioning us on the podcast. I'm like, literally, Canva and weddings, they should do a campaign. They really need to do, like, some sort of joint campaign, like, catered towards, like, brides and weddings things, because that and Cricut. Cricut, if you're listening, Cricut and Canva, they need to join forces and become more of a bridal
thing. I want Cricut to have, like, a wedding Cricut because there's, like, 10 different ones and I don't know. But
I don't even know what it looks like.
It looks like a printer, kind of.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it is a print. I don't know. That's maybe a bad answer. But another thing that Canva, I actually did kind of use recently as my friend's planning an engagement party, and she was, like, trying to figure out just, like, a quick invitation option. And I was like, do you know how many there are in Canva? And there's, like, actual invitation templates on there. And I was like, just do it on here, because then she was, like, doing it on another program, was going to take a screenshot and then send it to print. And I was like, just do it here so you can download the full file. Like,
yeah.
If you're trying to, like, still have something that you design and get really DIY, I think Canva is helpful.
Yeah, for sure. Even, like, I feel like Canva would be perfect for, like, maybe you're not the type of bride who wants to DIY your entire wedding, but bridal shower, like, my mother-in-law, I don't know where she did these. I think she got them from Etsy or something. For my bridal shower, she got these, like, it was, like, lemon themed or whatever, citrus themed, and she got these, like, citrus sign templates off of Etsy or something. But I feel like Canva would be good for that too. You just go on and design, like, signage for the pre-wedding events and such. But yeah, that's enough with our ad for our non-ad for Canva. Let's go ahead and do our unpopular opinions. Now it's time for unpopular opinions brought to you by High Noon Hard Seltzer. So this segment, we talk about unpopular wedding opinions, but you know what's really popular? According to everybody, especially this summer, High Noon is very popular, especially to our Betches Brides ambassadors, which you guys are going to learn a lot more about over the next couple of weeks. So let me just tell you, I know for a fact that they are having High Noon at all of their pre-wedding events, especially for just like those planning at home moments when you're sitting there at the computer, pulling your hair out over a guest list. You know what makes it better? High Noon. So without further ado, let's get into unpopular opinions. You know how to play this game. Basically, we've gotten these from our audience. These I dug into the archive for because we've done a lot of the ones recently. I wanted to get like older ones. These are from 2021, but we had our audience vote on these. So I agree or disagree and why. So this first one is don't throw your bouquet. That shit's expensive. Do we agree or disagree?
So I don't know that I love throwing it, but not for the expense. Like, I mean, it's fun. It's fun to do it. I don't know. If in my head, I always put it with like the garter toss. I know they're not the same thing, but I'm just like, ick when I think about
them. They're both tosses.
Yes. And I guess you can still throw the bouquet. That's fun. I was kind of like confusing those in my head. I already did drop one of the Something Borrowed Blooms bouquets. And it was fine. They're really terrible.
So you're just going to throw that thing across the room and pick it up and keep it.
It's going to be like, can someone throw it back? No, I have to send it back.
Oh, yeah, because you have to send it back.
No, I'll probably buy that. But I'm just kidding. I think they do have a toss bouquet, too. But I mean, like, I think your florist can make a toss bouquet. It's kind of like a smash cake for babies, right?
Smash cake. Picture a smash cake at your wedding. If you're out there smashing cake into each other's faces, then
I can't.
You need to grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't at mine, but like, I don't think you have to make it a huge, if you're going to do it, like the cake cutting, if you're going to do this, don't make it a big moment. Don't like make the whole party stop to like throw the bouquet.
Yeah.
I just like if you want to gather a couple friends quickly and do it as a fun thing. But if not, like do not force it.
Yeah. You know? I like that.
That's my kind of perspective. So 79% of people agreed on this Instagram poll that you don't throw your bouquet, that you shouldn't throw your bouquet because that shit's expensive. But then a lot of people, I remember to this one DM'd and they were like, get a toss bouquet. So yeah. Okay. The next one, which I'm curious what you're going to do. Sweetheart tables are tacky. These are harsh opinions.
I actually like remember seeing this on the Instagram story and I didn't vote because I was like, I don't know. And I don't know. We have talked about this like maybe once a couple months ago and I don't remember where we landed. I like them sometimes. I was kind of thinking, no, I won't do it. And I'll just like sit with family. It'll be fun. But then I'm looking for like a wedding fragrance. And I went into Jo Malone a couple days ago.
Great choice.
And they have candles. So you can get your perfume in a candle. And she was like, if you have a sweetheart table, you can light the candle at your sweetheart table and like intensify your memory of the scent. And I love that. The candle is literally $245. I didn't know until I got home and I Googled
it.
Is
it the giant one?
I guess. I just saw it pictured online. I didn't see it. Like, I didn't really look in store because I was kind of in a rush. But I got home and I was like, I'm doing that. And then I Googled it and I was like, maybe I'm not doing that. I'm wearing like Bath & Body Works Poppy for my wedding. I don't know.
Poppy, that brought me back. Bath & Body Works. Wait. Okay, Jo Malone, did they let you custom make a scent?
No, their thing is about like blending. So you can use like more than one fragrance and put them together.
Right.
I don't think you can like, I might be wrong, but I don't think you can like make your own.
Invent a perfume. Yeah. Okay. But still, I like that idea though. Yeah. It might be worth the splurge. Also, if it's a huge candle, you just light it for the wedding and then make sure your coordinator packs it away in the keep stuff.
Something else I've heard though about sweetheart tables is a couple of my friends have gotten married recently and had them. Like their plates got cleared early. Because like they just like aren't going to sit at a table in front of everyone like and just eat the whole time. But so like you're up and down all the time. And I feel like maybe if you're at like a shared table,
it's
I don't know. But also our tables are going to be in a ballroom and our DJ is going to be in like the bar hall room. So like the party's going to be in a different room. So we probably don't really need one. I don't know. I haven't really gotten that far yet. And I don't always think they're tacky, but I do think things that people put on them are tacky sometimes.
Like what?
You know.
Like the
like when someone has like a whole Home Goods aisle on there, I'm just like, why did you do this?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just, I love like just simple
the
decor.
The crazy like lanterns, this, that. I don't know. Yeah. A whole Home Goods aisle.
Yeah. And like, I like to have some decor on it, but sometimes you see stuff and you're just like, why is there like a 5-paragraph quote in like block letters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Marquee lights. Like.
Yep. The marquee. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like a lot of candles. You can't go wrong with those. Right. They look great, they're simple enough. You know, florals, if you can. There was a whole thing at mine. Mine was supposed to have a bunch of flowers. This is a whole thing. But yeah, here's the thing. Sweetheart Tables, I had one looking back. I don't know what I've said on the past about them in this podcast, so disregard whatever I've said because this is what I feel now. I kind of wish I didn't do one. I kind of wish I did a head table because Mike and I were up each other's butts the entire wedding. Anyways, we are up each other's butts 24/7. So like we could have taken that time to sit with our bridal parties or our family and friends. Like, I don't know. We just didn't need to be. It kind of feels a little weird. Like you're like the queen that sitting looking over her court. Like, I don't know. Very like Game of Thrones vibes.
Yeah.
Sitting at the sweetheart table. But yeah.
I just, because there's already like couches and stuff, I just honestly, the second we walked in, I was like, I'm going to be standing on that.
Yeah.
And screaming to blow or something. Like, that's where I'll be.
Yeah.
So maybe I just don't need one. I don't know.
Honestly, you'll figure it out. But I would say for you guys, especially because you're not having bridal parties, I feel like you can't go wrong with sitting near friends.
Yeah, just hang
and
with people. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you don't want to be sitting for dinner that much, anyways. So it really doesn't matter that much.
Yeah.
58% of people back in 2021, when these were from, disagreed that sweetheart tables are tacky. I don't think they're tacky. I just think it's a matter of like, do we like them as much as head tables?
They need like a new name. Like they need a rebrand. Yeah. I think this
sweetheart.
It's like inherently tacky.
True. Okay. The last one, I was going to ask you this earlier if you're doing one of these. Photo booths are a waste of money.
I so disagree. I love photo booths.
Okay.
Actually, when one of the pictures that I sent you of like me and Peggy for the Instagram story is from a wedding photo booth.
Oh, wait, it looked like, were you guys sitting?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was actually, it was like a little mobile, like it looked like a retro little like Airstream or something. And it had like fur rugs and stuff inside. It was super like 70s and cool.
Cool.
It was at this very like.
That was a good photo too.
It was like a very cool, it was a good camera and they printed out a strip for you and then you could leave your email and get them emailed to you. And we were in there for so long because it was like, we had gone to the open bar, had a good time, and then we were there with a friend too and the three of us were just taking so many pictures and
I think
know what I said on Instagram as well that like, I don't think you need to spend money on favors, but I think that if people can take home photos of themselves or get emailed pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes people don't stop to think to take a picture. And like,
yep.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out, like, I'm still looking for a photo booth because I don't want to spend a ton of money on one, but I want people to like be able to take that at home. I think it's so nice.
You should. I fully agree. The thing, not to like keep referencing my own wedding. I swear I'm almost done talking about my own wedding, but ours was that is what our favors were.
Yeah.
Like we did not do favors. It was people loved. We got such great. I mean, everybody around in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, after we used them, booked this same photo booth because they weren't too expensive. I don't know, they might come up here to Active Photo Booth. I'll connect you. But
I remember seeing like ones you had posted from yours and they looked really cool.
Everybody loved the black and white. They had the blur filter kind of like not to like promote filters, but whatever.
I mean, it's like that Kardashian party look.
Yes,
and
yes,
I love
which
that.
I wanted, except not the price tag.
Yeah.
And I loved that they printed out large, normal 4x6 photos. And so that they were like literal photos that people frame in their houses to take home. And then they also emailed. So, yeah, I mean, it was just great. Our guests really, really liked that.
Yeah. So. I don't know. And you always look good in a photo booth picture.
Yeah.
Like always. Yep. Even if it doesn't have the blur filter. Like it's just.
And they're just fun. It's good memory. I'm a pro photo booth person. Okay. 51% of people disagreed that they're a waste of money. I think like don't spend your whole budget on a photo booth, but like try to get something. I've even seen some people make their own.
Yeah. You can do that. And a lot of vendors, like random vendors also have them, like some photographers, some videographers, sometimes a DJ will have them.
Yeah.
Some like bartenders will, like if you, it depends on who That's you end up booking, point. But you can kind of lump them in sometimes.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Like ask your DJ and be like, do you do lighting? Do you do photo booth, any other stuff, your videographer, because they might, and then be like, yeah. Okay, if I use this with you, do I get a discount, you know?
Yeah, something I found a really cool one. I got like an ad for on Instagram a couple days ago, and they just ship it to you and you set it up and it's like self-use, like you just press a button and the pictures looked really good from it, but it was from like Germany or something. I was like, why did I get this? I can't get it shipped here. So if anyone knows of like a good one that just, because I feel like that'd be nice. Like I don't want to have more like people to have to come set it up and like take care of
that
it.
That would be cool.
If I could just pop it in. There's like a spare room we have. Like there's another little room off to the side that I would like to kind of set up as a photo booth if we could.
Yeah. In the wedding?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, if you get one of those, you have it for life and you can use them for like future
events.
It's
a rental. So it's just like you send it back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I was like, buy a photo booth. Yeah. Rent, you could do that too.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have to look into that. The self-service ones you're saying, because then you don't have to tip the attendant and all that. Smart, because that adds up. Yep. And the photo booth attendant, I think, is one of the people you definitely should tip. We'll get into vendor tipping.
Well, because they probably don't like own.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And they're like a service person who's there like working the entire night.
Yeah, so. And they have to like see some shit. Probably.
Yeah, they got to deal with some shit, wrangle some drunk idiots. No, that's smart. I've seen people order like the Instagram one or like I'll have to look that up, but it's like you purchase it off Amazon and then you have it, which is kind of like if you're somebody that entertains a decent amount, like maybe you have a little DIY photo booth that your little house party's after.
Yeah, because I kind of want to have like a reality show confessional at my bachelorette party.
Oh my God. Wait.
We kind of did this for my friend's bachelorette I went to
in
New Orleans.
I might have to steal that for the one I'm going to this weekend. I'm so sorry.
No, please. I want everyone to do it because it's really funny. I went to a bachelorette in New Orleans and we had like a GoPro set up to kind of serve as that. I think I ruined it though because I don't know what I did to the camera and I made it like super fast. So you can't hear it. There's like a video of me going in. It's like, like I have no idea what I'm saying.
Drunkenly
I think
ruined.
I just ruined someone's GoPro. I don't know, but I would like to set something up like that in mine.
You must. That is hilarious.
I kind of want to do like, I know we'll talk about Bachelor later, but
I can't wait.
Like to have like a little Love Island looking like thing. I don't know.
Oh,
could be a fun little.
Oh my goodness. The TikToks that are swirling in my brain right now.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that at some point. Like bridal TikTok. I feel like anybody listening right now, like you'd be lying to me. Well, actually, no, you wouldn't. Some people are like too cool for TikTok and I respect you and I'm jealous, honestly.
Same.
Wish I never started, but also like monetize it. So yay. But here's the thing. If you'd be lying to me, if you told me you weren't already thinking of like ideas that you can do on TikTok for your bachelorette, like I feel like nowadays it's like people who aren't even really on TikTok, they get on TikTok for a bachelorette party
or just for their wedding. Like I've seen so many girls that like do not care to really update their social media, like with their life. And all of a sudden they're like
an influencer.
Come with me to get my dress. And I'm like, I've never gone with you anywhere. Like, why would I come with you?
Now I'm coming with you to get your wedding dress?
Yeah, like, I feel like a lot. And then once you kind of get into bridal TikTok, like, a lot of your feed is that. And it's, like, every girl, like, you get a ring on your finger and a ring light. Like, it's, like, you just go and you're making content all of a sudden. It's so crazy. It's, like, it's so
insanity.
Crazy. It's, like, literally in the past couple months, like, everyone I know
is suddenly a TikToker.
Is, like, here's, like, you know, three things I want for my bachelorette party. And it's, like, I hope they send it to you.
You know why
they
do
it.
That? Because, I mean, hello, you're talking to one who, like, made it my entire brand. Because truly, that is how you grow on TikTok. Like, they say you niche on TikTok and whatever. Yeah. And that's wedding TikTok. Like, I don't see it ever really going away. We've talked about this a bunch on other episodes. Yeah. So sorry if this is redundant. But, like, I think the TikTok algorithm somehow like boosts wedding related videos for brides because they know it's so big and they know it's lucrative and they and it's just like you said, these brides coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
But it can be a lot. But I think the funny, hilarious, like fun ones with like the entire bridal party and friends and stuff on the bachelorette parties are so funny.
Yeah.
I already need good ideas for this one I'm going to this weekend. But then my friends get annoyed because then I'm like turning their bachelorette parties into work.
But people love, if you just like give them a Jello shot and you're like, okay, I want you to walk down this hallway. Yeah. I'm going to take it in slow-mo. Yeah. And then I'm going to put it to a Nicki Minaj song. Like people are like, okay, when they see it.
Yep. They love the final result.
I made like a TikTok for like, it has no views. I don't care. Like everyone that
can
was there.
Can we post it?
Yeah. It's literally a mess. it was from New Orleans.
I'm posting
instead of strippers, we had two drag queens come to the house, which highly recommend.
So fun.
So it like started with them and then we were like on a booze cruise. So it's kind of like just this messy weekend recap of like all the live photos and like drunk. We weren't ever at one point like, okay, everyone like put your hand up and do this and pose this way. Like there was never that moment. And I feel like the video, I watch it when I'm like in a bad mood and it makes me so happy because it's so funny and it's not like a trend or anything. It's just like a quick little minute of our weekend.
It's a memory. It's memories. It's modern day photo album.
Exactly.
I want to see that and we'll post it because New Orleans, also you might have to make a bachelorette guide from that.
It was really fun. It was also funny though because I'd never been there before. And when I got back, everyone was like, oh my God, did you eat this? I was like, I did not experience culture.
I didn't eat.
I had a chicken nugget for every meal.
this wasn't that
was
kind of trip.
It was fun. I still have like beads everywhere. I keep finding beads in everything. It was really fun.
I'm picturing you just like pulling beads out of like random cracks.
Yeah. Open my laptop, beads roll out.
Crevices. Dead. Oh my gosh. That's too funny. Back to how do we even get there? Oh, your confessionals.
Spiraled. Yeah.
You need to do that. Well, that's it for Unpopular Opinions, brought to you by High Noon. For those of you who don't already know, High Noon is premium hard seltzer made with real vodka and real juice and is the preferred beverage this season. It's perfect for every wedding event, especially your bachelorette party. This past weekend, I had a nice cold, crisp mango High Noon by my in-laws' pool in hand. It was literally the perfect way to get through a weekend with my in-laws. No, I'm just kidding. I love my in-laws, but whether or not you love your in-laws, you need a High Noon there to deal with them. So if the sun is out, it's time for a High Noon. Head to your local liquor store to pick up some High Noon for the weekend, or you can find where to purchase High Noon near you by visiting highnoonspirits.com. Okay, Hannah, this was just so much fun. We're like hungover from a heavy lunch that we just ate, but it was still so much fun. Where can everybody find you, follow you? Because you are creating hilarious content. I can attest to that.
It's just Han Chambers, H-A-N Chambers.
Okay, everybody go follow her because she's obviously going to be sharing a ton on Betches Brides, but also on her own accounts. So follow her there.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hear more about the Love Island batch. Brides, do you ever just feel like you have so many wedding details to share with people? Or maybe you're a DIY bride and you want help on a DIY project, but you can't go to your friends and family because they A, know nothing about weddings and don't care to help you, and B, you've already bogged them down with enough wedding information, so they're kind of sick of hearing about it. Listen, I felt like that as I was planning my wedding. My bridesmaids were kind of sick of talking about my wedding. I just needed really other brides to turn to. But in a safe, fun environment that everybody was helpful and willing to have fun while doing it. That's why we launched recently the Betches group chat for brides. And it's basically like a group chat with all your funniest best friends, but they also happen to be brides. And they're all just, you know, swapping tips, whether it's honeymoon and bachelorette party itineraries, like really good, valuable information in there, whether it's where to find the best rehearsal dinner outfits, where we're shopping for our wedding dresses, things like that. It's, you name it, all it's popping in the group chat. We literally just launched it, and the first day there's already over like thousands of people in it. It's really a great place. I got addicted to it earlier and couldn't leave, even though I've already planned my wedding. So go to betches.co/groupchat to join. It's free. Definitely go join it. Get in there and ask any questions you want or you need help with. Betches.co/groupchat. Till death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.